Okay, good morning, Freilich and Chanukah. Chaf Hei Kislev, first day of Chanukah, the 3rd of December. We are Shoft in Perek Tes, Pasik Chaf Vav, Pasik Chaf Vav. Vayavo Goal Ben Eved, the Echav. And Goal Ben Eved and his brothers came, Vayavru Bishchem, and they passed through Shechem, vayiftechu vo balei Shechem, and the people of Shechem put their bitachon, put their trust into this Goal ben Eved. Questions on Pasuk Chavav. Mazel Yiftechu Bo. Good. Okay, good question. What is it? What does it mean they were Yiftechu Bo?
Even his brother.
Yeah, okay, what's going on with brothers? Okay, what's the big question?
Well,
who is this guy? Who is this guy? Goal Ben Eved, who is he? Who is he? Where did he come from? What is he? Who is he? What is that? Doesn't sound like he's got good yichus, okay?
Ben Eved.
Ben Eved.
He wasn't a nice looking guy for sure.
Yeah, what do you say?
Goal.
Goal, okay. So who was he? Who was his Goal? Good. Who was his Goal? What's going on? V'achim and his brothers. Why and his brothers? Okay. What's the Vayiftachu? What are they putting their bitachon in him for? For what? Good.
Vayavru.
Yeah. And what's the Vayavru b'Shem? They were passing by. They were passing through Shechem. They were passing...
That's Barabim, and the Vayavo is Yachiv.
Vayavo, Goal ben Shechem v'Achiv.
Switches personal.
And then Vayavru b'Shechem. Vayavo and Vayavo. Good question.
And v'Achav, so we can say
for... No, but then Vayavru.
Because they're putting his brothers
with
him.
Right, but...
So the Vayavo is also with his brothers, though, no?
Right. Is it just he's coming and then suddenly his brother's
passing? Vayavo Achiv, Kama Vayachiv. And his brothers, you're saying. The Vayavo is only going on.
It's a strange structure.
Yeah, a little strange. A little strange.
You're a strange guy.
I like
it. Okay, so who is Goal? So who is this Goal? Rashi says, Me'umma acheres haya. He was not a Jew. He was not a Jew. He was from another nation. Most of the other Rishonim don't really say anything who he was. Who was this Goal? Okay. The Achronim, contemporary mostly, don't know exactly where Rashi got this from. Here you have the Derech Bina. Rashi says, "Me'um acheres v'lo noda makora." It's not known his makar. V'nira betamo shehiven min hakasiv shaya ben eved v'shivcha obas nachri. From just what he was called in the pasuk, that he's called the Ben Eved, so it sounds like he's from an Eved or a Shivcha, or from a non-Jew. Gam Hashem Goal Hamora al Goal Nefesh v'Salida, like Herzl said, Goal Nefesh. Kinoi leGenayhu. It's a Genay. How would you say in English Goal? How would we say that?
Yeah.
The Einana Miskabel Kishem Yisrael. Also, I mean, he's groping here for sources, for reasons. For Rashi, we don't find this Goal. Anyone ever go to a bris that the kid was named Goal? So not a very Jewish sounding name. So that's another reason. Acherim Omrim, others say Kishem Nachrihu Umashmauso Baravit. Chafushit. Chipushit. Yeah, what is that?
A beetle.
Mm-hmm. Right. The problem is, we'll get more into this in a few psukim from Pasuk Chav Ches. It's mashma that he's putting himself as one of the Bnei Shechem. Ilu he's from Shechem. It sounds like he's one of the Baal Shechem, but we'll have to deal with this later on. And besides Rashi, we don't find others say that he wasn't a Jew. Maybe he was the head of an army. Adam Baal Hashpa Hoya Me Achas Me Ori Hasviva Venoda Mikvar Bisnagdusel Abimelech. Right? Maybe he was just from a neighboring city and he was already against, they knew he was against Abimelech, but not clear this, what Rashi says that he was Me'uma Acheres, that he was a non-Jew. Das Sofrim also says similar. He brings Rashi. And he's wondering if, why doesn't it say who he's from then? Meaning usually if you have another nation, so we say it's Midyanim, it's Amalekim, it's, well, why doesn't it say who it's from? Lo nizkum me'eze am haya. Ulaim ibnei shahayu eila anche isafsuf nodidim. Maybe he was just, that he was from the Israel. Well, I maybe sha'arvu bidrachim will be sof nichnasu leir. V'chein hu medaber al chamor avishchem. Shehi meos shonim lefnei kein. V'nirishu yoda mashkos v'torah alzeh. Sounds like he knows Torah, if he's mentioning Shechem later on, so again, he's bothered that it is sounding like he's Jewish. It does sound like he's Jewish.
A Reform convert.
The Rinas Yitzchak says, Yesh lo mer da'aviv ha'ya'eved. Some say, I don't know who this is, who he's quoting, because I didn't see this, but he says, some say his father was an Eved. Uba Bas Yisrael. It was an Eved Uba Bas Yisrael. So what would the din be then? Would he be a Jew or not a Jew?
He's a Jew.
The Eved Haba Bas Yisrael Havad Yisrael. Havad Yisrael. And he brings here the Kovet Shiurim. Who's the Kovet Shiurim? Rabbi Chanan. In Baba Basra. Right? Rabbi Chanan says, There are shitas that hold that a guy who's with a Jew, a guyish man who's with a Jew, that the child is not a Jew. There are such shitas. I don't believe he's passing that way. There are such shitas, but he said that's only by a guy, a full guy.
Half guy.
Avil Eved. The Lesley Chayas, he says it has to do with Yerusha, Din Yerusha. So a regular guy, he's Morish, right? To his, he gives inheritance to his children. But an Eved doesn't. An Eved doesn't. Therefore, an Eved, even if you would say, even the Shitas that would say that, Stam a guy who's with a Jewish woman, the child's a guy, that would not be true by an Eved. Ein Avlad Eved Ali Yisrael. Okay, so Lefi this, so Gaal's Jewish. If you learn like this, that his father was an Eved, and his mother was a Jew, then he's Jewish. Right, and then he doesn't have the problem, if you learn like this, then you have don't have the problem of Pasuk Chav Ches, which is Mashmah, that he's one of the Bnei Shechem. Amar mi avimelech mi v'shchem, kinavdenu, sheklal, shkolal atzma b'yan sheshchem. He puts himself amongst the people of Shechem. However, Avimelech, who served Avimelech, even Shehi Yisrael. And why does he do that? Because he's also a Jew. So it makes sense. I mean, a Rashi, though, he brings Rashi, Kasam Yuma Acheres Haya, Ukefi Hanira Lo Pirish Sheaviv Haya Eved, Elashizeh Haya Shmo Vishem Akamhu. Okay, must be Rashi's not learning that Ben Eved means an Eved. Ben Eved, that's his name. His name was Eved, and he was a guy. That's how Rashi is saying. He wants to say, even according to Rashi, only his father, Aval imo haisa bas Yisrael, ulekach haya go'al Yisrael. I don't know what he means by that. I guess that's why he's a go'al. That's why he's considered a go'al. He's considered a go'al to the Jews. I don't know if he's just so bothered with the pasuk later on. Again, others are going to answer this later on in pasuk Chavches. How to deal with the fact that go'al is putting himself as if he's one of the people of Shechem. How does that work if he's a guy? If he's just from somewhere else, just from a different nation, then how does that work? Again, also the Das Sofim's question that if he's a guy, why doesn't it say who he is? What nation he's from? Usually it tells us that. Why isn't it telling us that here? Where does Rashi get this from that he's a guy? A little bit shvir, but it's Rashi. I'm saying it's Rashi. I don't know. I was hoping to find more about this Goal. I thought I was going to find Gilgulim or something, who he is. But nobody really says anything. Yeah. 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 Interesting. Shechem is started, the idea of possible intermarriage started in Shechem.
But they're well gone.
Well, it didn't actually happen. And they made him get Bris Milah first. But that idea, I hear. Okay, the only thing I found, which is the only thing my friend found also, and I asked him to do a search on Otsu HaChachma for this Goal Ben Eved, so the only thing really found was Rav Moshe David Vali in the Sefer Or Zeruah. So he says, Nikra Goal al Shem Giulei HaMaisim Shelohem. Okay, he was called Goal because of his Maisim, his disgusting acts. V'Nikra Ben Eved. He's also called Ben Eved. Lirmos she'nasu avodim el hasitra achra mipnei rishasa. That they came slaves to the other side, to the side of Tuma, because of their rishus. Who became slaves? I guess he means the Anshei Shechem. I guess he's referring to the Anshei Shechem. Umagam, and it's pretty amazing, and I worked it out, it works, right? It's the Goal.
Here comes a gematria.
Is the gematria of Avimelech. Goal is the same gematria of Avimelech. It works out, right? What's Goal? Right? Ayin is 70. Lamed is 30. 103. What's Avimelech? Right? So you have a Mem and a Lamed is 70. And a Kuf is 90. And a Yud is 100. Aleph Beis, 3. 103. It works. Avimelech and Goal have the same gematria. Coincidence? Coincidence, Danny? So what, he's saying? So what? Shehu Shoresh Hara. This is the Shoresh Hara, he says. Shekenegdo Beklipa Nisora Lekatreg Olav Ve'es Pekudoso. Goal was the Shoresh Hara of Avimelech. Meaning Avimelech, we learned he could have done the right thing. He could have chosen well. He was the son of Gidon. He did have kochos. It could have been possible for him to have gone to the side of kedusha, but he didn't. And therefore, what came against him is the side of tuma, his side of tuma, which comes out in Goal, the same gematria. V'gam bazeh kilkul balei Shechem shebitchu b'sheresh hatuma. And there's another terrible mistake that the people of Shechem made, that they chose to put their bitachon into the source of tuma, which is Goal. Ve'od nishtarshu bekilkulam. They went deeper into their kilkul. Shenishtaku b'yayin hamishacher is coming later on. Ve'avdu es avodasam hanachriya lahagbir kolcho shel asitra achra. Right, they started acting like goyim in order to give koach to the other side. He doesn't mention whether he's a guy or a Jew. Does not mention. He said he's the source of Tumah. The source of Tumah. Could a Jew be that way? I don't know. Could a Jew be the source of the Sitra Achra? I don't know. What? He's not saying Avimelech is the source of Tumah. No, he's saying that Goal is the side of Tumah of Avimelech. That's what he's saying. He's saying Goal is the Tumah, meaning we know, mul el mul, right? Everything in the world is Kedusha, you also have in Tumah, right? So he's saying that Goal is the side of Tumah of Avimelech. That's why they have the same gematria. And that's why he came to fight him, because he's the side of Tumah. It is like Scarlet. Yeah. Well, what'd you say? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Eshel Avram, Rav Chafuta says something interesting. He says, we don't know who this mysterious person is. We don't know who he is. Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'al, so make him Eze Ben Adam Satan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oses HaShlicha Shelo B'chol Mini Drachim. Right, Hashem has many, many messengers. Make him Adam Shekorim Lo Goal Ben Eved. So he appointed a person by the name of Goal Ben Eved. HaBen Adam HaZeh Lo Mukal, we know who he is. Gam HaShem Shelo Lo Kol Kach Matzui. It's not a normal name. Aval Adam Meshune. Some Meshunadika person, Sheyetapel Bo Kimoshe Tzarech, who will get the job done, meaning Hashem's job. Adam Shenenash Al Yidei Adam Choshuv Zeotov. Right, to get punished from someone Choshuv is good, right? Meaning at least the person who's punishing you is someone who's Choshuv. Like, it's sort of like a tikkun. Abba Kishamanishim Adam Al Yidei Adam Meshunah. When someone is punished by someone strange, very strange, who is this person? Is he Jewish? Is he not Jewish? What is he? Who is he? Where did he come from? We don't know anything about him. We know who he is, right? Kimo shetomet ani omer. And he said, he says this yesod all the time, Rav Chafuta. Shemishol shomea musar mi'adam gadol. A person who doesn't listen to musar from the proper source, from an adam gadol. So let's play. Yeah. Mevim lo adam katon shiyitin lo musar. So instead, someone small will come and give him musar. Mevim lo adam shafel shiyishtalik alav. Someone very low will come and rule over him. Mavi melech ba'ashkala yeshoel ba'atzas chachamim shayba'osu ador yilo tov. If he would have spoken to the chacham, to the nidicham of the time, it would have been much better. Aval hu halach b'derech lo derech. He went not on the proper way. L'chein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ratza lahashpil oso, and therefore Hashem wanted to take him down. Hamid lo eze ben adam meshuna gal ben eved. So he appointed this meshuna, strange person. V'adam hazeh tiru kamu meshuna. We'll see how meshuna he was. Eze ben adam bal gaiva. He's a bal gaiva shemidaber gavoa gavoa b'diyuk matim lo, which is very fitting for Avimelech that this is the person he should fall into the hands of.
Could this have been a nickname?
It could have been.
Evil Knievel.
I mean, that's what they're saying. Lashon Gaal. They're calling him Gaal. Al-Shem Gaal. That his Maisim were Gaal. That his Maisim were...
The Gematria of his full name also comes out to be Mahmoud Abbas.
Okay. So talk about Gugulim, huh? Talk about Gugulim. Where are you?
Four times in the Hukosa.
Okay.
All referring to like canceling canceling Kaaba. It's like, this is like a guy that like, is not going to do anything. Like, the whole essence of the name is to knock out or make the vision.
Okay. Very good. Okay, so fine. So that's the first thing. Who is this Goal Ben Eved? Okay, now what's with V'achiv? What? Thank you. Echav. What's the Echav? Okay, are these literal brothers? He had many brothers.
Could be
he came with brothers.
Mercenaries, because if he was a hired gun, he could have his mercenary team.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, it doesn't seem that he's hired. It doesn't seem like he's hired. He came along. Okay, again, either not clear. Either he came from somewhere else totally, or he was one of them. Again, it's not clear. It's not clear where this character came on the scene from. Very unclear. But he's coming with Echav. He's coming with Echav. So who are the Echav? So pretty much everybody says the same thing. Echav Achim Mamish or Bnei Chabura. Achim Mamish or Bnei Chabura. Either they're Mamish's brothers, or they were from his Chabura. They're from his Chabura, and they're called Echav. The Derech Mina also says this. if I can find the place. Echav Bnei Leviyaso. Bnei Leviyaso, he says, look in Bereshis. I didn't look it up. Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Mem Vav. Doesn't mean literally brothers. Bnei Leviyaso, his followers. Sorry, should I close the Rav Chafuta too early? He also, yeah. The Echav, Yecholim Neos Gam Achim. The Gam Anoshim Achim Anachnu. Right, either they're his brothers, or v'gam anashim achim anachnu yedidim shekarim lahem achim. They could be friends. Hare atem yodim shebaolam haruchni eila shem yedidim heim achim. When it comes in the spiritual world, so your friends are called achim.
That was my shkam. Gam achim
anachnu. 11. Hare atem yodim shebaolam haruchni b'nei Torah shem biyedidu same achim. Right, Bnei Torah that are friends, that have a love for each other, Achim, Bein Talmidim, Bein Rabbanim, Shem Biyadido, Shem Achim Mamish. They're like, they become Mamish brothers. Avol Gam HaPoshim, Gam Heim Achim. But even sinners have a brotherhood, so to speak. Mi Yodea Ma Shaholich Shama, Echot Shirotze Laseis Meam, O Sheishar Bechavrasim, O Sheyahargo, O So Kol Kach Ne'amonim Zem Ashun Ora. Kol davar chiyuvi mushlam, o shlili mushlam yotzer achva. Okay, so you could have in a positive way or in a negative way. Yeah, they take a bullet for each other. They take a bullet for each other sometimes, these gangsters. Kishazeh lo ruchni arasof, lo amiti. V'gam ha-pesha im lo amiti arasof, ze lo holeich. B'shil zeh Torah d'reshes ne'emanes mechletes l'mala mikol musad. Lama b'shil l'chazik esakor ha-ruch nishitin espulas v'yipu. V'gam ha-sot n'b'yolam ha-pesha d'oresh hazeh l'chein gam hu yesh l'achim ke'elu v'im holchu ito im goal ben eved. So just like the side of ruchnius wants company, so to speak, so too on the other side, on the side of Tumah. But then it's bad, right? It's bad, right? If it's getting together, people getting together, this is like the Dora Flugger, right? This is like the Dora Flugger that they got together. They were like Achim, right? They were all one. They had Achdus v'chulu. But if it's for even the Mishnah, what's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, right? That the gathering together of Rishayim is bad for themselves and bad for the world. Bad for themselves and bad for the world. Okay, so. I'm sorry? Achedina. Okay, but they were literally Achim over there. But why were they the ones called? Because they stood, they helped her out. They. Okay, good. Okay, so far, nothing's clear, yeah? We don't know who Gaal is exactly, and we don't know who Achim are exactly, whether literal or not. The Divrei Torah has something interesting on this. A mida keneged mida over here, he says. What mida keneged mida is there in the fact that Gaal comes with his brothers?
Avimelech killed all of his.
No. So what?
So now another band of brothers is coming to probably dethrone him.
Yeah. So listen to this. He says, "Efshel is boning kan as midas hadin." We could understand here the midas hadin. Eich shehi mechina laadam tevia shelotia lo shum hatzdaka al maisav harishonim. Okay. We can see here the midas hadin how it comes to show how what they were saying they were doing in righteousness really wasn't. Shemaisav achronim sosin is maisav rishonim, because you'll see later acts will contradict earlier acts. Hinei Baal Yishchem chisku es yudei Avimelech la'argas achiv. The Baal Yishchem supported Avimelech in killing their brothers, in killing his brothers. V'haisa lohem min hargashas tzedek b'maisedah. And one of their justifications, which we spoke about, share im yichyu shivim b'nei Yerubal, tiyem mehuma gedola miyimloch. We can't leave all these brothers alive. There's going to be tremendous civil war. Who should rule? And who's really the ruler? And some people go with this one, and some people go with that one. It's going to be terrible things. V'zeu siba she'alula levatel es hanogas hamalchus. Right? And that's why they said, we had to do this. Ulachein echlitu ba'atzas Avimelech, and therefore they chose the advice of Avimelech, shetov she'aragas shimim achiv, better for Klal Yisrael to kill all his brothers. Ukemavur le'el, and pasik beis, v'nei kane gil ga'alim achiv, echav. And here, Gaal comes with his brothers. V'heim lo amru le'gaal, right? Chara yesachicha. You gotta kill your brothers. It doesn't work, right? This is our shita, right? You can't have brothers, vying for position of malchus. And the fact that Gaal had many brothers, so he's taking it literally, he has many brothers, that didn't stop them from making him the melech. So then how come, Anshei Shechem, you justify the killing of all the sons of Gidon? You don't have a problem choosing one brother over the other brother when the other brother is alive. It's not a problem for you. You're doing it by Gaal, so why couldn't you do it by Shechem? Rao lahosif od. Mashkas in the Gemara in Yuma. Right, mefars min esachanof mipnei chil Hashem shenemer ubeshuv tzadik mitzikol v'asa avel v'nasati michshu lefanof. Because of Rashi b'tam hasheni, Rashi is tupshatim over there. Shelachav mefars min esachanifin. Okay, so you expose the chanifim. How do you say chanifim? Those that are thank you. Shekishiba ala puranos bnei adam omer mahoy lo zuchuso. Shenem b'shul tzadim yitzivko. Sefer dekrov nasati michshu lefanav ani mevi also lidechet galoy lechol sheyichshu bo v'yeda es ma'aseh. So Hashem reveals who these people are. That they're only kissing up and they're not really emistic. Hinei lomanu shekein derech Hashem. He says, this is the way of Hashem, lavi michshul galoy, to bring a revealed stumbling block, b'zeshu tzadik v'chazabot, to someone who was a tzadik, but was chozer from being a tzadik. Shkei sheyadu kulam shu nenash mimnei chetav. People should know that he's getting punished because he's really not a tzaddik anymore. People think, oh, you're a tzaddik, right? People think, oh, the Anshei Shechem, they were tzaddikim, they were righteous in what they did. They had no choice. He had to wipe out Gidon's children, or it would be terrible problems. Really, is that true? Is that really their kavanah? Therefore, Hashem has to reveal who these people are, so there shouldn't be a chil Hashem. They shouldn't say, look, right? Why is such a good person getting punished so badly? Everyone should know, no, this is bedin. And that's exactly what Hashem's doing here to Anshei Shechem. Ta'anu him lichanu asavi melech yuben Merubal. No, we want him to be king because he's a son of Merubal. Mamshich has kavod beis aviv, and he's going to bring kavod to his father's house. For the behavior of Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, was gaal. Ve'imem lichuhu afa pishekulam yadu shegal einu roi lemalchus. Everyone, very obvious that he's not roi for malchus. He needs a giloy lekulam sheim chetu gam b'mashem lichu asavi melech, and then it'll be clear to everyone that the fact that they chose Avimelech, we were also sinning in that choice. Because remember, the whole mashul of Yosam was going back and forth with the Anshei Shechem's kavana. What were they doing this be'emes u'betamim, or were they not doing this be'emes u'betamim? Right. So there was always room for people to think that they were emes u'betamim. And here Hashem is coming to reveal the fact that no, they're not emes u'betamim, and very clear from the fact. Look at the midah keneged midah over here, that they're saying we had to wipe out Avimelech's brothers, and then they're choosing another king who has brothers. Very interesting. Okay. He also says, so he asks the question like this. This is obviously from Hashem, meaning everyone's learning. I should have, actually we should see that. The main Mefarshim, The main Mefarshim, the Ralbag, says, no, he doesn't say it beferish. The Malvim says it beferish. Saveh Hashem Siba Shnia Shagal Balash. And Hashem was Misaveh. Hashem made this happen. The Goal comes to Shechem. Again, that's part of the Vayavru, which we have to get into also. It sounds like he's just passing through. Sounds like he's just passing through. He's not one of the Shechemites. But again, in Pasuk of Ches, it sounds like he is one of the Shechemites. We'll have to get into that. Ubnei Shechem bitchu al gvurasim sheilachem b'avi melech. Okay, so Hashem was Misaveh, this crazy thing, that this Goal ben Eved, okay, whether he's a Jew or not, certainly quite, very questionable yichus that he has, right? And they're choosing him, they're making him their king to lead the rebellion against Avimelech. This has to be from Hashem. Okay, so why did Hashem bring it and why now? Why did Hashem bring this and why now? Okay, so he says the Divrei Tova, based on the Pasuk before, his pshat in the Pasuk before, that this was according to the Abarbanel. According to the Abarbanel, it says they told Avimelech what happened, and what did Avimelech do? They told him what was going on with the ambushers on the way, that they were mugging people, stealing their money. What'd he do? Nothing, right? So he had a hope shot on that, based on that's why he did not deserve to be the Melech anymore. If he doesn't care about Klal Yisrael, if he's only thinking about himself, right? So that shows that he's for sure not right to be the Melech, and because of that, Goal comes. Okay, that's his pshat. That's why he's coming now. I will say for Meir Einayim, he brings Sefer Meir Einayim, Kasabi Ofen Acher, Vezel Shono, Amar Anavi Vayod Goal, Mimashe Sosa Makasav Lo Siper Atotsa, Meagdara Lavi Melech. We don't see any really backstory over here. Yeshlur Shavi Melech Lo Mir Lotseis Loriv. Okay, so they stood up, they made this Goal their ruler, and Avimelech doesn't do anything. When Goal sees that Avimelech already knows that they're rebelling against him, and he's still not coming to fight, so what does that show? If there's a rebellion and the king doesn't come to fight, what does that show?
He doesn't want it, weakness.
Yeah, he's very weak. Don mizeshin koach ito lemelcham. He doesn't have the koach. Lechein hayetz bebalei shchem sheyuchutzu lemelcham. Kenegdal. He should go out to war to fight him. Beterem yimtzos yadav before he gets himself ready. Ki az yanishim kasha beftiach lehem shu yatzu berosh lefneim. And God says, don't worry, I'm going in front. Umiyad vayiftachu bo balei shchem. Okay, so this was not necessarily from the fact that he didn't act with. Because of the muggers, but because he's not acting now, is what the Meir Einayim says. Okay? The Lev Aaron says, Vayavo Gal ben Eved, She'im Hayo, She'gal ben Eved, Lo ba lezek klal, Shu lo ba leshem eladera chavara. Okay, he wasn't coming necessarily to do this. He didn't have a whole plan, let's make an uprising against Avimelech. From the way the pasuk says it, he was passing through. Lav misham ledarkva shehoya olech v'im kol zek even shiro also echziku bo v'chashu lamlichu aleim uvezeh bitchu bo tekef u'meheira. So again, showing the hashgacha that this wasn't even planned. He was just passing through this goal, and all of a sudden, the people say, "What? Well, we want you to be our leader. Lead a rebellion against Avimelech." U'beklei yakor kasev kainze v'zeh l'shanu higer hakasev miut haskalasam kigal. Ben Eved Derech Havara Avar B'Shchem. He was just passing through. V'Tekef U'Miyad Bitchubo B'Chol Levavam, and they trusted in him. Lecharcha Riv Im Avimelech, to start up with Avimelech. Yimei Hashem. And why is this? How could this happen like this? That so this Goal mysterious guy passes through. All of a sudden they come and they all join him. It has to be Meish Hashem. Zeh she'amar v'yavru b'shchem derech ho'avara ba'alma. V'tekef u'miyad v'yiftechu bo ba'alei shchem. Ein zeh ki im chisaron das Ki hayolem lahakir erko shilgal. They should have realized who this person was. So this has to be from Hashem. Okay. Fine. So we got through who is Gal ben Yosef, Gal ben Eved, excuse me. What's the Echav? Either literal brothers or people who are with him. Now the Vayavru, we have shot in the Vayavru that he was just passing through, it seems. Okay. V'yiftechubo Baal Yishrael.
No, so we're saying that Hashem took away their free will?
No. We said this, we spoke about that already. Hashem is misavev things to a person.
He's talking about judgment. They didn't have good judgment.
They're still off.
Yeah. That's interfering with their thought process.
Why? What do you mean? They didn't.
You said because it has to be Meshamayim. It has to be Meshamayim because we see what they did was irrational. So Hashem made them think irrationally? Isn't that removing free will?
I think he's, from Min HaShemayim, he's creating these circumstances.
And then they choose. He said that exactly before, that Hashem creates circumstances and then you choose. Or we could say, yes, that was their onish. Yeah, we said that as well. Meaning sometimes the onish is that Hashem takes away your free will. Like by Paro.
Yeah, but that's
like
extreme.
By Paro, Rambam said, right. So when it...
In front of a kid, he still has free will, but you know he's going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
His name reflects his character.
Correct.
In Tanakh, it's very frequent.
Uh-huh.
His name, their position, the tafkid in the story.
Not only in Tanakh, even with us, right? Our names say a lot about us. Definitely. Yeah.
Nicole Lenoir, Judge Lynch.
Okay. Lev Aaron says, Shem Kashula Laham Nechosu Aleim. Avu Yitokin Shirak Pitchu Shuyia Sar Shalayim. Right? Maybe not Mamish Melech, maybe just a Shah. Vu Yishmar Aleim Yadav Melech, and they'll protect him from Avi Melech. Oh, Yeshlos, if Sheshlo Chiach Mitam. Okay, forget that. Vine, Gambazeh Chotu. But there's also a Chet. Kiare Kosova Rambam, Perek Aleph Mehilchus Melochim, Halocha Dalid, Ein Mamidim Melech Mikahal Geirim. Afilu acher kama doros ad shetei imo mi Yisrael. Okay, you shouldn't appoint a ger to a leadership position only after a few generations, and that his mother is Jewish. Velo lemalchus bilvat, and not to malchus at all. And not only to malchus. El chosros Yisrael, and it's not only referring to malchus. The Rambam says any position. Lo sar tzeva, lo sar chamishim, lo sar asaros, afil mimuna al amas hamayim, shemachalik mimenu lesados. Not even to appoint him to be the
What are the fields?
The kivan shechatu gam bezeh. They sinned also in this. Sharei goal lo haya ben Yisrael. Goal's not a Jew. Sharei haya miumacheres according to Rashi. Zegaram lahem moisam lebesof, and this avera is caused in the end that they're going to be killed. Shu yatzel lemuchamim avimelech vaz kas meod avimelech leim v'aragosam. They went to fight Avimelech. Avimelech kills them. V'chein avera goras avera, and this is also we see avera. One avera leads to another avera. Kiven she'avru al chet lahamid aleim es Avimelech lemelech va'acher kach nigru lechet. Al sinos Avimelech. Okay, so first the chet was they chose Avimelech. That caused them to hate Avimelech. Nigru acher kach la'amid aleihem melech osar. That caused them to appoint a melech ish she'asar la'amido li'oslo stros bisol, to appoint someone who's asar to be appointed. La'achak nigru la'od chet chamor bi'osu she'chazru la'avar alilim kemavor basik abon. They went and started worshipping Avodah Zarah. So you see, goreres avera, what happens to people. Okay, v'yitzchu ba'al Hashem, we'll get a little bit more into that tomorrow.